Your plan is not the problem. Your plan's inability to update itself is. Most people treat decision-making like a flight plan, filed before takeoff, fixed, sequential, assumed correct. But the moment reality pushes back, the plan becomes fiction. Herbert Simon named this trap decades ago. He called it bounded rationality, the hard truth that human decision-makers cannot evaluate every alternative and consequence, because their information, time, and cognitive capacity are all limited. You are not a calculator, you are a processor inside a loop. That word, loop, is the key idea. The Greek root of cybernetics is kybernets, meaning steersman, not planner, not architect, steersman. Think of a sailor correcting course in real time, not someone who drew a perfect map on shore. Cybernetic thinking treats purposeful behavior as a continuous process. Sense conditions, compare them to a desired state, then adjust action in response to the discrepancy. The action changes the environment. The environment feeds back new information. The loop runs again. That feedback loop, where the effects of an action return as information that shapes the next action, is the engine of every system that actually works, Jaime. Now, here is where most people's mental model breaks. They treat error as failure. A cyberneticist treats error as data. Specifically, it is what researchers call a prediction error, the gap between an expected state and the sensed state. Your brain already runs this process constantly. Predictive processing research shows the brain generates internal models of the world, makes predictions, and then uses mismatches between prediction and reality to update those models. Perception and action are both processes of reducing that gap. The anterior insula, a region tied to interoception, your sensing of internal bodily signals, plays a documented role in this. Your gut feeling about a bad decision is not mysticism. It is your body's control system flagging a discrepancy. The tactical shift then is this. Stop optimizing your plan and start optimizing your correction cadence. Simon also gave us the concept of satisficing, choosing an option that meets an acceptable threshold rather than chasing a theoretically perfect one. Satisficing is rational, Jaime, when the cost of searching for perfection exceeds the benefit. For example, a manager who reviews team output weekly and adjusts priorities beats one who spent 3 months building a flawless roadmap and never revisited it. The weekly reviewer has a tighter feedback loop. Tighter loops catch drift earlier. A system without a built-in feedback interval is mathematically destined to drift. That is not a metaphor. That is control theory. The takeaway is this. Effective decision-making is not about the quality of your initial plan. It is about the frequency and accuracy of the feedback loop you use to correct course. Your correction cadence is your real strategy. In the next lecture, you will see how to design that cadence deliberately, using the law of requisite variety to match your control system to the complexity of what you are trying to steer.